This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding LaDonna, L-A-D like David, O-N-N-A, Hardman, H-A-R-D like David, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 9/25/1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Hardman, who currently has stage 4 chronic kidney disease after a hospitalization at My Michigan Community Hospital in Alma for respiratory acidosis, mental status decrease, severe COPD exacerbation, and pneumonia. And creatinine had progressively risen and got as high as 2.14, and actually 2.41 when she was seen 3-4 of 24 by Dr. Fuente in the hospital. Today she is here for this follow-up visit with her daughter, and she's feeling better after being discharged from the hospital. She is wondering when the kidney function, or if the kidney function will become better, what she could possibly do to make it better. She does have right-sided heart failure, according to the echo, and severe COPD. She's oxygen dependent. Currently, she has the Inogen device with her, and she's using 4 liters of nasal cannula with the Inogen device. It's I-N-N-O-G-E-N is how you spell Inogen. We did review all of the hospital records, including the echo, which showed mildly elevated pulmonic artery systolic pressure and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, moderate mitral valve regurgitation, and ejection fraction of 54%. She also had kidney ultrasound and right kidney 11.6 centimeters with several small cysts, left kidney 11.4 centimeters, also another cyst. Bladder was non-distended due to catheterization. And she had a CT angiogram of the chest for pulmonary embolism. And that did show the patchy opacities of both lungs for multifocal, suspicious for multifocal pneumonia and lots of scarring in the lungs with underlying emphysema. And negative for pulmonary embolism. And she also had a CT scan of the brain without contrast, which was negative for any acute pathology. She will be starting home care as soon as her primary care provider can get that ordered for her. And possibly they can do some lab studies while they're taking care of her, so she won't have to go to the Dr. Freestone's office to get the lab studies done. She does have chronic shortness of breath due to the severe COPD. She does live with her husband in her home. She is able to help some with some of the ADLs, like cooking. And she follows a strict no-salt diet, and she consumes very little fluid, probably 32 ounces in 24 hours, she reports. No current chest pain or palpitations, no cough or sputum production currently. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have some minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight Bumex, 2 milligrams twice a day. Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She has albuterol inhalers and albuterol by nebulizer. She takes ferrous sulfate 325 milligram three times a week. Lexapro is 10 milligram daily. Atrovent, two sprays to each nostril every 12 hours. Metoprolol, 50 milligram once daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 40 milligram daily. Prednisone taper is finished at this point. Repatha, injections, 140 milligram twice a month, every 14 days. And DALIRESP, 500 milligram once daily. Trelegy Ellipta is one inhalation daily. And Abilify, 2 milligram at bedtime. She's currently on an antibiotic, Vantin. It's V like Victor, A-N-T-I-N, 200 milligram daily for 3 days until gone. Physical exam, weight 201 pounds, pulse is 77, oxygen saturation 86% on 4 liters of nasal cannula delivered by on-demand device of Inogen. Blood pressure is 142 over 65. Her neck is supple, difficult to visualize jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, more COPD changes, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with a controlled rate in the 70s. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Extremities, she's got a 1+ edema in the ankles bilaterally. No tenderness in the calves. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done 3/6/2025. Creatinine was 1.92. Estimated GFR 27. Calcium was 8.7. Sodium 138. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide 37. Albumin is 3.0. And 3/5 of 24, creatinine 1.87, GFR 28, potassium is 4.8, carbon dioxide is 33. She has had elevated creatinine levels intermittently before this hospitalization that were noted back as far as 2018, and that's when she was hospitalized for severe COPD, and she quit smoking in 2018, and she had severe elevation of carbon dioxide. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We want to have monthly lab studies done at this time. She should, and 2, congestive heart failure, more right-sided heart failure. We will continue the fluid restriction. 32 to 40 ounces a day would be ideal. She will continue to do that. She does not add salt to food and tries to follow a pretty strict low-salt diet. 2, COPD, severe and oxygen dependent, and she will be following up with her pulmonologist for this. And she's also been noting some bright red blood when she coughs in the sputum, so she is going to call the pulmonologist and report this finding to him right away. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. And this was a prolonged service, reviewing all the hospital records and lab records from many years, and for teaching concerning chronic kidney disease and the probable etiology of heart and lung disease that are both severe at this time. And, Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.